listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. All eyes are on Spring Street today as the Victorian government hands down its state budget. The Premier and Treasurer have already flagged tough decisions will be made, but many groups are hopeful of seeing cash splashed their way. President of the Victorian Farmers Federation, Emma Germano, has a few things on her wish list, including more funding for regional roads.
We haven't seen any decent funding for the best part of a decade. Whilst we're watching overruns in regards to money and time on projects in the city, regional Victorians have been missing out. So first and foremost, we need to see the Treasurer actually put some resources out onto those roads in regional Victoria.
It's a wish shared by the member for Mildura. Jade Benham has told the Sunraysia Daily that she wants to see her electorate's road maintenance budget increased by 20%. Meantime, Graham Jenkin from the Victorian Regional Chamber Alliance says it would be nice if there was something to bring down running costs for businesses.
Like every household, businesses have rising costs relating to energy, goods being provided, and have the added burden of massive increases in work cover last year, along with payroll tax and land taxes.
In other news, police have uncovered a stash of drugs, knives and guns during a raid in Bendigo. Officers executed a search warrant of a home on Friday, where they located four rifles, a shotgun and a large quantity of ammunition. A 33-year-old man was arrested as part of the search and subsequently charged with drug and weapons offences. He is currently on bail and will face the Bendigo Magistrates Court on July 29th. In football, the Bendigo Pioneers girls suffered their first loss of the season over the weekend. Their round 5 clash in the Coates Talent League saw them play in Ballarat, where they were defeated by the GWV Rebels 49 points to 36. The Pioneers are currently sitting fourth on the girls' ladder.